as storage gets cheaper, people are buying more of it. And the more you have, the more you tend to use. So we're winding up with these huge data storage warehouses of crap, in many cases, that really has no value. But with storage being so cheap, it's easier to justify buying more storage than it is to dedicate a team of guys to go through and get rid of stuff you don't need. And the problem with trying to pare that stuff down, you have engineers and analysts that spend hours and hours and hours developing a product, and then they store it on a file server somewhere. Well, then they get like 4 or 5 different copies of that, or 100 different copies of that, and they're doing this for days and weeks and months and years, and they wind up with this massive store of data. You are not going to get that engineer to go and look through his files to delete the stuff that he doesn't want. Because first thing he's going to tell you is, if I didn't want it, it wouldn't be there.
Yeah.
And second thing he's going to tell you is, I don't have time, and it costs you more to get me to go through there. So now you have two options. You either get somebody else to go through his files and delete what they think he doesn't need, which is a horrible idea.
That's a career breaker right there.
Or you can go buy more storage. Now, in some cases, you might be able to convince his boss's boss's boss that, you know, paring down the digital footprint is a benefit. And it really is, if you can get people to do it. By the way, I broke a thumbnail. It's driving me crazy here, so I got to...
Ouch.
There you go. Before I start chewing on it and get it down to a nub.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm okay now. We're digital pack rats. And in the same sense that companies do this, individuals do it. I made mention last night that I've kept all my emails from 1996. Okay? Now that sounds like, what are you thinking? But the reality is that creates an historic trail of things that I've agreed to, things that I've been told to do, things I've been told not to do, that people tend to forget over time. And I've actually had to go back to some of those emails, some of them 5, 6 years old, where individuals have told me, well, I never said that. And when you pull out the email and you say, yeah, you did.
And they go, oh, whoops, I forgot.
Then you have some traction and you have some credibility when you come back and say, the reason I did that is because you said this. Because I've had people say, well, I don't know why you put laptops over there, because I want desktops. Well, I put laptops over there because 2 years ago, this guy said laptops. Well, he's not here anymore. Yeah, I know. So if you've changed your mind, just say you've changed your mind. Don't try to put it on me like I did something stupid. So we become digital pack rats and we save all this stuff. Sometimes we refer back to it later on. Sometimes we never refer back to it. But
we have it nonetheless.
We have these massive data stores. And so now the problem becomes, how do we protect that data? I mean, ideally, you're going to back your data up to tape, right? But if I have terabytes of data and I start trying to back all that junk up to tape, my backups take forever to run. Mm-hmm. It takes multiple tapes to store it all on. Now I have to have a place to store all those tapes. And it just creates a snowball effect of, oh my God. You're laughing. You know what I'm talking about. And anybody that's worked in the industry, even a short while, you know what I'm talking about. But the reality is we have to at least attempt to protect the data. So designing for data security means we want to make sure that our data is secure, because if a company loses data, well, bad things happen. I mean, they can lose some competitive edge if the data is proprietary and you're designing a new widget that's getting ready to hit the market and you lose that data, then all of the research and development that went into that up to this point, and it could be 20 man years of time. Ideally, it's not. They want to hit the market with 3 man years of time. But you lose that. And that can be devastating, for especially for a smaller company. Why are you grinning at me like that?
Get the BitLocker out of something else, but now I have a friend who did the same thing. He was getting rid of a Linux terminal out of a company that made like X-ray machines, like the gigantic pano.
Like ones you see in the hospitals?
Yeah, like hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of stuff. He had one of the developers that was just screwing around and wanted to know, alright, I'm getting rid of this Linux, so I want to RMRF it. Alright, well, have you dismounted all your network drives? Yes. He didn't.
Oh.
And it started killing all the CAD files. Oh. And there wasn't a backup.
Ouch.
That's not good.
No.
So what did they do? Suffer?
They stopped it when they realized what was going on. And they just kind of went forward from there. Without CAD drawings for some of their stuff.
Yeah. Wow. Whoa, ouch.
Sounds like a resume building.
That's awful, but that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
What now?
Like a resume building
event? Sounds like a resume building event.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can destroy data without trying.
Well, maybe you can get a job as a data destruction analyst. I don't know. But I'd say his days as a system administrator are probably over.
Yeah, he got fired pretty quick after that.
I can only imagine.
That's another reason why nobody wants to delete anything.
Well, because you never know what might be useful. You know, somebody sat down and created that. They saw value in whatever that file represents.
If you kill it and then they find out there is a value to it, that's...
Oh, yeah, then you're the SOB that is looking for a job. We call those CLMs, career-limiting moves. But I actually worked for a director one time that made these huge PowerPoint files. And this is back, 15 years ago.
Oh, wow.
When a 100-megabit PowerPoint file was huge. You see them all the time now. But he had like 10 different versions of it. Because he had one or two slides different. And he was like, okay, so... You know, for the Boy Scouts, I'm going to use this one. And for the engineers, I'm going to use this one. And for the pilots, I'm going to use this one. And I tried to show him how you can have all the slides in one deck and just hide the ones you don't want to show. He didn't hear it.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to keep his 10 different versions because he had the name and he knew which one was for what.
Uh-huh.
And since he was the director, his solution was go buy more drives. Okay. So, loss of competitiveness if the data is proprietary financial research data. Loss of customer goodwill if it's a customer's data or personal information. Loss of valuable employees if internal data such as salary information is freely shared. Do you know how big the disparity can be between two people doing the same job for the same company? It's horrendous. I mean, it can be tens of thousands of dollars difference in salary.
What? Wow.
And it's not always the guy... It's almost never the guy that's been there the longest that has the most experience. Because he got hired in straight out of college 20 years ago for $20,000. He'd been getting $2,000 a year raise. And now he's up to 40, and you just hired a new college grad for 85.
Oh, ha.
Yeah.
So once that salary information is freely shared, you have a lot of pissed off employees that are now looking for a job. In fact, it was a running joke with one company that I worked for a few years ago that the only way to get a pay raise was to leave the company and come back. And that's what people would do. They would get to a certain level, they'd leave the company, get a pay raise, stay for 6 months or a year, come back, and get another pay raise.
Oh, nice. Yeah, they tell you now it's 6 or 7 job jumps is considered career planning now.
No, my.
It used to be, you know, go into a place, you work your butt off, you work your way up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you retire at that one place.
Yeah, now it's 6 or 7 times it's considered career planning. Like, I planned that.
Jeez, that's nuts.
So this works.
But that's what you do. Each job is a stepping stone to the next job. More experience, more salary. Then you get more experience, or you broaden your experience. You know, you learn about system administration, and you get a sysadmin job, or maybe you get a help desk job, and then you work up to system administration.